You're in tune with What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Wendy Gillespie and Jeff Eason. Today, we're talking about some great question songs and exploring some of the lasting value of some of music's best examples of inquiry. So, yeah, you know, where does that highway go to? And sometimes the great questions are a means of addressing both the mysteries that elude us through all the millennia, or those that take a lifetime to reconcile, and those that change with each stage in life. Some of our favorite examples of question songs today on What It Is.
Well, Joe, you know, I think it's a real great writing method to use, and it's not being used quite enough today by today's songwriters. But when you put these questions in the title of a song, or you put them in the chorus of a song, I think you get the listener a little bit engaged. You know, it's almost like you've been asked a question, so your ears perk up a little bit and you think a little bit more about what your answer would be. You know, even going way, way back to, like, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? I mean, that's such a direct question that just gets to the meat of the matter of that song. And I think it's a technique or a poetic thing that a lot of modern songwriters could do well to use more of.
You know, it always feels good to be involved. And when you engage someone with a question through music, I think you add another element to their listening. They're not just listening, but you've started them thinking, and they don't even know it. Many times, that you won't realize it. But when I first heard this question, I was like, wow, how many songs do I know that are questions that have spurred things off for me? Because I'll often just sit down with Pandora open in Photoshop, and I'll just listen and draw. But it's really, especially when they ask questions about themselves and of themselves, just like in poetry.
Yeah, the Lovin' Spoonful was a band that did that, used this technique quite a bit, you know, with songs like Do You Believe in Magic? Or Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind? And a lot of soul bands and blues bands did the same technique with, like, Who Do You Love? And What's Going On? Where Did Our Love Go? Things like that.
And so you got a lot of those universal questions that work as a kind of great insight into a culture. And you see, like, things being worked out in the question songs, everything from the metaphysical, like, say, the Up on the Hill Where They Do the Boogie, yeah, by John Hartford, Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads. You know, where does that highway go to? The rhetorical question songs, great examples, like, you know, Tell Me Why by Neil Young. Humorous examples, too. Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine?
I had never heard of that one.
Who Wrote the Book of Love is just sort of a kind of a novelty one as well.
Yeah. And so some of these question songs, I think, have a lot more lasting value because of the nature of the question. There are just so many that just are not going to be answered, and they serve that purpose of just hanging around for generation to generation.
One of my favorite question songs is Where Is the Love by the Black Eyed Peas? Because at that moment, I mean, we had, you know, the Iraq War was right at the, you know, we were at the height, and there was violence across the country. And it just seemed like this big upswelling of negativity. And they came out with a song, you know, Where Is the Love? Mm-hmm. Like, talking about, what are we doing to ourselves? What's happening?
Question songs have always been really good in the protest movement, because just for the very fact that a question makes you think, you know, where have all the flowers gone? I think the ultimate question song is Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind, because almost every single line of that single song is a question. And he doesn't really answer them. He just says, you know, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
How Many Martyrs from Phil Oakes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of my favorite question songs is not a protest song whatsoever, but Fishbone and Question of Life.
Tommy, Can You Hear Me?
Tommy, Can You Hear Me?
One of my favorites is What's Up, Fat Lip? And it's by Fat Lip. And he was with Far Side for a while, and he just went through a bunch of issues, personal issues. I know there's another one, If I Exorcise My Demons, on the list, and this kind of ties into both of those. But he's like, you know, people ask me what's up, and am I lying when I tell them I'm just fine? You know, is it okay for that? What should I say?
Well, you know, city songs is another topic that we're going to hit pretty soon here, too. And Do You Know the Way to Santa Fe?
Yeah,
is a great question song, you know?
We're talking up great question songs today on What It Is. Email us, and we'll recap your comments on our week's wrap-up on Friday. Email us whatitis@wncw.org. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Wendy Gillespie and Jeff Eason. Until next time.